Hey, there's another organization in town that's been around for 60 years. Well, there's probably a whole bunch of them. But this morning, Michelle Sternberg with Animal Allies joins us on the phone this morning to talk about some new folks that have just moved to town. They have come from a southern climate, and with the chance of snow in our forecast just a little bit for Sunday morning, this could become quite a shock to them. Hey, Michelle, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So there are some dogs from Texas that have been transferred up to Animal Allies after the hurricane damage down in Texas. And the animal community, the animal welfare community, learned a lot of lessons after Katrina, and they changed a lot of the way that they were doing things, because the animal welfare community, along with the people welfare community, hadn't dealt with a tragedy and a crisis on that kind of scale before. Michelle, can you tell us a little bit about some of the problems that happened during Katrina and how animal welfare organizations have responded and changed practices?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things, Lisa, is that overcrowding of shelters and having too many animals just is not a new thing. You know, spay and neuter efforts are on their way, but some of our southern states are still struggling, and they have shelters that are so overcrowded that there's nowhere for stray pets to go. So when you have a crisis that happens like Hurricane Katrina, Harvey, you know, you see some of these big storms come through, what happens is you have all kinds of strays that need help. You have family-owned animals that need help, and you have families who care so much about their pets that they're not willing to just leave their home without taking Fido or Fluffy with them. And so a big thing that the animal welfare community, that the emergency response folks learned, was that we have to, in order to take care of the people, we have to take care of the animals and make sure that they have a safe place to go in the event that something like this happens again. So that's really kind of what we've seen now here with Harvey is, you know, with Katrina, there were dogs and cats just roaming and then floods, and everybody remembers the sad photos that you saw circulating the internet. And then what happened was you had a lot of caring people that said, oh my gosh, we have to go save that dog. Well, that dog was actually owned by someone. And so, you know, 3 weeks after people kind of dug out from the storm, they're out looking for their dog or their cat. And in the meantime, some caring animal rescue friend swooped in and picked up the dog and the cat, who actually had a family and a home to go to. But, you know, because of the fact that there was nowhere to put them, the shelters were so crowded, the emergency response system wasn't in place, you know, it just was kind of a big mess. And now what we've learned and what we've corrected are those issues. And that's why what you're seeing here now is kind of our first round of Texas dogs coming up, because we have a big responsibility here to our community first, of course. And we've been pretty busy with the strays around here. And then it's really important to us to make sure that the pets that we're taking are pets that are shelter pets, pets that don't have a home to go to, and that there's not going to be a family out there looking for them.
And so to kind of illustrate this for folks, it would be like if there was some kind of a big emergency here in Duluth, and we might take the dogs that are currently in the shelter at Animal Allies and ship them over to Ashland, for example, so that lost dogs and lost cats from right here in Duluth Superior were in the shelter so that when folks went to look for them, they'd be right here in the community.
Absolutely, yep. So we could take our shelter pets, which are ready to adopt. They're vaccinated, they're spayed, they're microchipped, everything's good to go. We can take them and send them to another shelter that lets, you know, in this scenario, and the other shelter can find them new homes, which would free up our kennel space to care for the other pets until their families could come forward. And that's effectively what you're seeing happen right now down in Florida, down in Texas, down in our southern states, where they're seeing a lot of flooding and storm damage.
And they're asking northern shelters, if possible, to take animals that have maybe been in the shelter for a while. Maybe they need a fresh audience to truly appreciate their charms. And so they go off and find new horizons and new homes. And again, then animals that have become separated from their family during the crisis are right there in the community. So are these dogs going to need sweaters, or are they going to acclimate okay, Michelle?
Well, I'm sure they'd appreciate a nice, warm, fuzzy sweater, that's for sure. Texas is pretty toasty.
Yeah, it is indeed. So this is going to be kind of a fun transition for them in many ways. Michelle, we'll get some information up on our website if folks want to learn more about the program. But in the meantime, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always great to talk to you.
Thanks for having us.
Michelle Sternberg joined us this morning. She's with Animal Allies Humane Society, where a batch of six or eight dogs from Texas came up in the wee hours of the night on Saturday night. Dogs that have been in shelters down there in Texas, and they're up here now, so there's room in local shelters in Texas for animals that have become separated from their folks down there.